Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. Today, we're going to talk about quite a bit here, and you guys are going to get to know me quite a bit better. I've held back on this show. There are things I have not shared about myself that is now going to be unveiled, and I think you deserve it, and I deserve it for myself, too. So, here is what's going on. I'd like to begin this with telling you that when I was younger, I thought by the time I'm 31 now, going to be 32 next month, or this month, I should say. Wow, it's already November. Where is the year gone? I don't know. But here are some things. I thought when I was 31, I would have all the answers. And I've always tried to be perfect. I am just now accepting the fact that I don't have all the answers. And that's okay. It's okay for me not to have all the answers. I'm still figuring this whole life thing out as I go along. And it's okay not to be perfect. I don't know where or why I felt like I had to be perfect. But for a long time, I always felt like I had to be good for everyone else. So I had to be perfect. But now what I've been working on and learning is that I just need to be good enough for myself. And just be unapologetically me. And that's what I've been doing for a while. It's just taken me a while to accept that. I've felt for so long, I've been anxious because I felt like I had to be where everybody else wanted me to be. Do the things everybody else wanted me to do, not the things I wanted to do for myself. I was always looking at approval and validation from other people. And that's something I'm still working on. But part of that, I think, is just admitting that you're trying to live up to other people's expectations. So let me tell you what opened my eyes. I joined this theater group. And let me tell you, I feel like I'm an equal. I enjoy working with everybody else in the group. I'm only able to make it, you know, here and there. I'm not able to make it every week. But when I am able to make it, I absolutely love it. I've always dreamed of being on a stage and performing and entertaining. And I've been given a great opportunity to do that from time to time. And I feel so awake. I don't overthink it. It's just the first thing that comes to me during improv is what I say and just roll with it. So I'm working on carrying that over to other parts of my life. If I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. And the thing is, when I get on that stage, the jitters go away once we start. Once we get out there and start doing our thing, I feel more at ease because I'm not overthinking it and people are getting to see the real me, getting to see my personality. And I forget that sometimes personality plays a big, big role. So I have some good friends, and I won't use your names, but you know who you are. I went with a couple of friends of mine to an event in St. Louis area called Fright Fest. It's not technically in St. Louis, but it's close. And so we went to Fright Fest, and it was so much fun. Different creatures, blood fountains instead of water. The water was red. There was a vampire-decorated bar. There was like a zombie area, a troll area, a clown area, multiple haunted houses. We had a blast, and they are very, very good friends. And they're two of the friends that I feel like I can fully be myself around and not have to hide who I am. And now I'm realizing there's no reason to hide who I am at all. And so for so long, I was anxious just because I was trying to pick up on what everybody else wanted me to be. So I was like shelling up for no reason and doubting myself. And there's no reason for that. And if any way you can relate to this, I hope that this podcast in some way helps entertain, change your life, open up your mind, change your views and values a little bit, because it's done that for me. And I'm not going to apologize for who I am. I'm going to continue learning, and I'm going to be open to feedback, but I'm no longer going to be looking to do what everybody else wants me to do. There's a time and place for that. You know, there are times and places where you might have a friend say, you know, I didn't like the way you did this. I'm open to that still, but I'm not going to change what I love and who I am as a person. So things I actually love Halloween. So I went to a Halloween party Friday night with some friends, and we played some Cards Against Humanity, danced like idiots, and we all laughed about it. We had fun, you know? And so I really had a good time with that. And we watched the first Fear Street, and I absolutely love that trilogy. I think I've watched the first one quite a few times. Fright Fest was Sunday. We got there at like 2 and it closed at 9. We left there just before 9, went to the Waffle House. If you've never eaten Waffle House, late at night, good, affordable food, very friendly staff. I ate my waffle and toast and just shared a fun day where nothing else mattered but the day with my friends. Need more of those days. And then Monday, had some car trouble, but ended up being a dead battery. Got that replaced, but today as we speak. But I will say that I was worried a little bit. I was worried, I'll be honest, but I went on a ghost walk and I spent the day, or the night, I should say. The day I watched some Halloween films. I watched Hubie Halloween, which is hilarious with Adam Sandler. I love it because it's actually a really good, like, heartwarming movie. And then I watched an episode of Goosebumps called The Headless Ghost. And then I watched The Cabinet of Curiosities. That was good. I watched the first episode there. And then I spent the night on a ghost hunt and learned about local hauntings as well as Bigfoot, which is really cool because I've always believed that Bigfoot was out there somewhere, but now I believe even more. So it was just a really fun Halloween weekend, and I'm really glad I got to celebrate it the way I did. We'll take a break, and I'll talk to you about a little bit more. Part of the anxiety I had was the fact that I had 2 surgeries in 1 year, and it scared the ever-living heck out of me. One was a vein that needed rerouted. That one wasn't so bad, although beforehand it was rough. And then the other one was a appendix removal, which was scary because I had a stomach ache, made it through work, thought I just had to go to the bathroom, you know, but it still wasn't getting better even after. So I woke up at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, went to the hospital, and they said, hey, it's your appendix. They said, luckily for you, the person that's here once a week, today's it. So a surgeon comes in, talks to me, and said, you can either keep it in, and we can give you antibiotics, or if you listen to me, we'll take the darn thing out. So next thing I know, that same day, my dad comes down, stays with me at the hospital, get the appendix removed. The option was to go home or to stay there. And because I live alone, I honestly was not comfortable with being at home. So I chose to stay the night at the hospital. I think that was the right call because I just had no energy and I was in pain after the procedure, but nothing went wrong or anything. It's just, it made it tender. So I recovered, got home. And I think I had COVID like in January, and then I had an appendix removed like February, March. So I had 2 surgeries in 1 year. So it made me realize we have this one life to live, and I'm going to live it. And a quote that I found, this is from Sophia Carson, who is absolutely one of my favorite singers and actresses. I absolutely like her a lot. I would say love, but no, I like her a lot. I love her as an actress and a singer and as a person. She's ambassador for UNICEF. She helps with a lot of different social issues. I'm very proud of what she's been able to do for us as a society and how great she is. But more on praising Sophia Carson at a different episode. I might do one on her because I think she's very underrated. But she said this, everything you want is on the other side of fear. I'll say that one more time. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. I wrote it down and I thought about, what does that mean to me? So the things I'm scared of, there's no logical reason why I'm scared of them. I think it's the idea of trying something new. You know, you're going to fail. But if you get knocked down on your butt doing the things you like, that's better than the succeeding at the thing, all the things you hate and everything you're against. So one of her songs says, letting her fears go, or letting her fear show till she can face them. And I think that's very powerful. You have to put your fears in front of you and think about logically. Okay, so I'm afraid of heights. So yeah, I'm not going to get on a roller coaster. I've been on some wooden ones and it was okay, but I'm not going to get on face a fear that is truly like a horrifying fear. But fears that you place on yourself, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Trying new things, because we get comfort in the things we already do. So getting on stage was a dream of mine, but I was also kind of scared of it because you're putting yourself out there in front of people. What made me change my mind? I was at the first show, and the joke I made, somebody said things you don't say at a funeral, and I got up and I said, "Hey Siri, play Highway to Hell." And I just heard the room laugh. Not like a few laughs, like the room sounded like thunder. The whole room was shaking from the laughter. And for the first time, I sat back and said, "Man, I did that. I created that moment." And so it made me feel, one, more confident. And I have this saying where every day I wake up, I tell myself I believe myself, and I'm going to say it until I believe it. And I'm at that point where I'm actually believing it, and I'm very happy to be where I'm at right now. But I'm not going to be content. I'm going to keep pushing. Things I like reading, I like watching movies and shows. I like listening to music and building my own playlist for any situation. I have some for walking. I have some for car rides, road trips, pop, rock, metal. I mean, I have so many playlists, but they're all for different moments. I have a Halloween one. Now, writing, I'll be honest with you guys. It's okay for me. I've tried it. It's okay. I like creating things, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like something that, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'll end up doing it more, but it just feels like maybe being on stage is more my thing. And because I absolutely love being on stage, whereas with writing, I feel like I'm forcing myself to do it. And, you know, I don't know. I don't watch wrestling much anymore. Not that I hate wrestling. I just, there's not enough time. There's other things I want to do. And I was told by a friend of mine that once I'm in my 40s, things that were important to me in my 20s and 30s will no longer be important. And I think that person was right, because there are things that I used to care about that I no longer care about. And there are new things I care about even more. But I have a very good group of friends. And some friendships over the years, of course, you know, life happens, you go different directions. Other times you just kind of move on. And I feel like I've hit that point to where the friends that I still have right now, I think most of them I'll keep. Not going to say all, because you never know what's going to happen in life. And I'm okay with that too. I also, if I'm off work, I enjoy having a few hours in the morning to myself. I like being social, but I need downtime to myself. So I went out for a walk at a trail here recently, and I felt so good. I just walked out. I walked for probably 2.5 miles, and I just felt so awake and so energetic and so happy that I'm like, boy, I need this feeling more often. So I went out there again. It felt the same way. I watched an owl fly down through the trail, and I don't know. It made me feel different, you know? And so I'm trying different things, but I actually have found things I love. I still like gaming. And, you know, I like to keep a lot of my private life private, but I thought today would be a good day for me to share with you how I'm feeling about things, my life, the world, my interests, that sort of stuff, and really put it into perspective that if you're not spending your time doing what you love, are you living a fulfilling life? Even if it's just an hour here, an hour there on your days off, you have to find the time to do things you love. So I am going to continue being me. I'm going to continue loving the things I love. And especially, I love dogs. I love petting dogs and walking them and just hanging out. Their energy, it's awesome. You know, like I said, Halloween, the holidays in general, going on walks, going traveling, that kind of thing. My friends and I have plans to do some traveling next year. So this winter will be a good time for me to do some reading and to work a little bit more and get prepared to make next year a really fun travel year on a big trip next year. So we'll see what happens, but I'm excited to see where the future takes me, but I'm also not going to sacrifice the present day in order to, because you have to do things each day to build that future, but you also should live in the moment sometimes, not always be looking to tomorrow. So I hope in some way you guys can relate to what I'm saying, but it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not have all the answers. The main thing is that you do things you enjoy. You learn something new each day. You pick up, you take one foot, put it in front of the other, and you keep going. You keep learning. You keep growing. And that's okay. I think for so long I was trying to have these big life changes all the time. And I would get comfort in it for a few days and then feel a little bit down again. So now I've actually got to the point to where I'm accepting myself for who I am. And pleasantly surprised at the people who have been receptive to that. They're okay with me being me. And therefore, the whole time I should have been okay with being me. But now I am. I'm moving in that direction. And every day I wake up and say, I believe in myself. I believe in Billy Manning. And it's something simple, but it's a way of really putting things in perspective. At the end of the day, we only have so much time. So make the most of it. Do what you love. Don't spend your time on shitty hobbies or being around people who you don't enjoy their company. Be around people who you want to be around people. Be around people who force you to think about things in a different way and to grow. You know what they say? If you spend time with five confident people, you'll become the sixth. And I think that's very true. Be careful about the company you keep. Go out and do the things you love. And don't be afraid to be yourself. That's all I've got this week, guys. So I'm glad I was able to come back and do another episode with y'all. And I look forward to doing more episodes on here. There will be more talks about things. And I will talk about different hobbies and activities and such. But for now, I have a life to live, so I'm going to get out there and live it. See you next time on the Billy Manning Show.